Well, with potentially millions of dollars on the line, several GOP presidential hopefuls showed up in Las Vegas this weekend, hoping to court billionaire casino magnate Sheldon Adelson. Adelson, you will remember, spent an unprecedented $100 million in the 2012 election, and of that, $20 million on the losing Republican primary candidate, Newt Gingrich. That bears repeating. One man spent $20 million on a candidate who lost the primary, not even the election. Well, eager to avoid a repeat of 2012, Adelson summoned four Republican heavyweights to address his annual spring meeting of the Republican Jewish Conference. Former Governor Jeb Bush of Florida, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Governor John Kasich of Ohio, and Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin. NPR digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian has some observations on this weekend. Charlie, some others do as well. They're calling this the Sheldon primary. Tell us more about what's going on here.
Well, Robin, this was very much an event with an eye toward 2016, which explains why you would get some marquee names flying west to speak at this conference. As a deep-pocketed casino mogul, Sheldon Adelson is something of a Republican kingmaker these days, and that's because candidates understand that big-money donors can really alter the political landscape in significant ways in this current environment. And we saw that in 2012, as you mentioned, because when you give $93 million overall in an election cycle, as Adelson did in 2012, naturally, that's going to attract the attention of anyone with an interest in running for national office.
Well, just remind us who he is and where that money came from. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, he is a billionaire casino mogul, and he owns the Venetian in Las Vegas, as well as other properties around the world. And so he has, obviously lots of disposable income, and he has been spreading it around, particularly in 2012, when he really exploded onto the political scene with his support of Newt Gingrich and then later Mitt Romney.
Yeah. An amazing amount of money. So let's look at how this weekend went. Governor Chris Christie goes to Las Vegas under scrutiny for the George Washington Bridge scandal. Of course, his own administration did that study where they cleared him of any association with that. But how did he fare this weekend?
Well, the bridge scandal wasn't as big of a deal as you might think. What actually ended up making some news was something close to a gaffe committed by Governor Christie, and actually was more like some poorly chosen words from an otherwise well-read speech that he delivered in talking about his experiences on a 2012 trip to Israel that he went with his family. Governor Christie referred to the occupied territories, which many see as a loaded term that is rejected by Zionists like Sheldon Adelson and some other supporters of Israel. So naturally, Governor Christie recognized the problem that he had just caused himself with those words, and afterwards he met privately with Adelson and sought to clarify his position by apologizing for the mistake statement.
Do you think that'll be enough?
For
these GOP donors, I mean.
Yeah. I think that's the wrong venue to make a gaffe like this. But ultimately, it's still a long time, Robin, until the 2016 primary. And I think the governor knows that, and he's got bigger problems right now in terms of repairing his damaged standing regards to the bridge scandal before addressing these kind of comments.
Well, and what does it mean? It's very clear that Sheldon Adelson, we've been calling him both, has summoned what he thought were potential presidential candidates. But then you have somebody like Jeb Bush. What does it mean? Is he being recruited? Is that he was asked to go there?
Well, there's always been a big reservoir of support for Jeb Bush, particularly in the establishment wing of the Republican Party. But the question that's out there now, and it has been out there for some time, is does he really want to run? And the other question then is there a level of Bush fatigue in the electorate? We all know that he'd be a very formidable candidate, which is why we're seeing reports now about efforts to draft him into the race. But the problem, though, is after 8 years of his brother and after 4 years of his father, there is a level of question about are American voters ready for another Bush? And I don't know that we have a great feel for that yet. And that's something that I think weighs on donors' minds. And I think it weighs on Jeb Bush's mind as well.
And what does it mean to you that there were so many names not there? Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Paul Ryan.
Well, not everyone can get there, largely because the field is so large and wide open at this point. We know we're going to have an unusually wide open nominating process in 2016, so we get some of the names this time. But I think it's also important to note that folks like Rand Paul represent a newer breed of Republican candidates who have built passionate national followings, but not necessarily followings that include establishment voices and establishment positions. In Rand Paul's case, for example, there are lots of folks in the Republican Party who are uncomfortable with his non-interventionist bent, and a few speakers at the RJC meeting this weekend even warned about retreating into an isolationist position or posture, and that is in some ways a backhanded dig at the kinds of positions that Rand Paul has espoused.
Well, so Charlie Mattesian, NPR digital politics editor, looking back at, you know, at the tea leaves of this past weekend. We're starting a new week. What have you got your eye on for the week?
Well, today obviously is ACA day, the deadline day, and I put deadline in quotes because it's never really the deadline, it seems. And we're taking a look at the politics of it. How does it play out? What is the scene like? How does it roll out in the political sphere? Obviously, we know that the Affordable Care Act is going to be central to the 2014 elections. And so how it plays out in the individual states is going to, you know, really influence and color the rest of the election season.
And anything else? Although that is a big deal, what happens today.
That is. But also, you know, in Congress, there are a couple of issues still percolating. You know, among them is the debate over the Ukraine. I think the discussion, the ongoing discussion over unemployment insurance are among the subjects that are taking up the oxygen in Washington these days, as well as, you know, looking back at the president's trip. I think all of those are keeping us busy these days here in the Capitol.
Well, thank you for holding our hands as we go through them. Charlie Mattesian, NPR digital politics editor. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.
And, you know, we do have one race that we can call right now, Robin, and
really?
That is that the Disney film Frozen has grossed more than any other animated film ever. It's got a total of $1.1 billion after it opened in its final market, and that would be Japan.
Hollywood girls are good leads. You're listening to Here and Now.